Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And we are back here at Louisville Furniture, LouisvilleFurnitureKY.com. That's the website. We keep it simple. Louisville Furniture, half price. I mean, half price sale event going on right now. We got signs all over the place. Not only will they take great care of your furniture, they'll give you good advice. Like Dan walked in and said, hey, you got your sunroof and a window open, and it's getting ready to rain.
That's right.
You know, that's the kind of people that got your back over here, man.
Absolutely.
So,
and you needed that because you always roll around with your sunroof open.
Like you're, in the winter,
like January.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, and you're like, I like warm weather. And I'm like, well, your sunroof's open and it's 10 degrees outside.
Yeah, I know. I try to deny winter. That's all I try to do.
Doesn't work.
Works for me. Works for me. Probably wouldn't work for you. But, you know, that's one of my quirks, Mark.
Right. So yeah. Pat 40 says the official introduction of John Calipari at Arkansas should be this afternoon. And he asked, will he call the Hogs?
He has to. If you're going to be the coach at Arkansas,
yeah,
you better call the Hogs.
You got a WPS, right? I mean, you got to do that.
WP Woo Pig Suey. Yeah.
That's right.
I didn't know we're down to the initials on it.
It's not Win Play Show.
No, it is not.
From Win Play Show to Woo Pig Suey.
Right.
I don't know if it's an upgrade or a downgrade. The jury's out. But WPS matters in both places.
I'll take your word on that. Yeah, you're right. It does. It really does. So so he is saying that it's going to – it's still so weird. No announcement yet anywhere, right? We have nothing official.
No, but Pat 40 says this afternoon.
Yeah.
That it'll be official and that the introduction will happen this afternoon.
And I guess if you're Barnhart, you have to start moving. I mean, I don't know when he tells, like, is it, I assume it's ethically, you know, within ethics to, not that, I mean, everybody laughs when you hear that word in sports sometimes, but for Barnhart to start reaching out to agents, even without an official word from his own coach that he's leaving.
This is all happening. I mean, Jay Wright's talking about it, you know, like all these people.
Well, Jay Wright doesn't work for anybody.
Yeah, Jerry Wright works.
Well, but
CBS.
You're right. But you're right. Oates was asked. You know, he put out a statement. So yeah. So I mean, if you're Barnhart, you know, let's say you're going to make a run at Danny Hurley. I mean, sorry, I know you're celebrating Danny, but I got to talk to you today. Like we got to talk before lunch and move on this, and we got to find out if we give you the king's ransom. Because look, if you're Barnhart, you probably had maybe had a thought in your mind of asking around, hey, if we had to buy him out for $33 million, is it there? Is the money there? And I hope Hurley stays there for not just because he'd be like him at Kentucky. Are you kidding me?
No, I don't want him at Kentucky.
With their resources. But
more
than anything else, it's just going to reaffirm the revenue gap between the big schools, between the two conferences and everyone else, that let's say they go to, I don't know, $15 million somewhere in that range, $14 million, whatever some ridiculous number would be, that wouldn't be as ridiculous for him because they were going to be at 33 before they even paid a dime of salary, you know,
right.
if they were thinking about that. And if you have the level of money to do that, that's the one thing that does sort of concern you that those programs would have that ability to do that where others would not.
Yeah, and, you know, I think it's one of those things, too. Like, Mitch Barnhart has to approach the best coaches in college basketball for the Kentucky job. And it's just like what we were saying with Louisville. Make them say no.
It's so funny. So the phrases are the exact same.
You got to make them say no and hear that no. And so I would imagine Barnhart reaches out relatively quickly.
Today,
says, "Hey, here's how I value you.
Talk about lunch, dude. Yeah,
you know, this is where I value you. I know you're planning a victory celebration, but I need you to do that here in Lexington.
Yeah,
you know, and so." You probably get any, and you could probably reach out to the agent a lot quicker than you can Danny Hurley at this point.
I don't know. Maybe you can go right to Hurley. You know, I don't know.
Maybe you can. I mean, Mitch.
What I've learned about agents through some of these basketball searches, some of them do not have their client's best interest in mind. No. I mean, at all. If they've got so many clients that if they're trying to get one client for a job,
they'll push that client.
And somebody who ought to be in the mix is like, honestly, Richard Pitino should have been in the mix here. He should not have gotten the job. But his agent didn't do anything for him to get him into the mix. You know why? Because he already had two other guys in the mix here. He's Scott Drew's agent, and he's Josh Schertz's agent. So this job, in that agent's mind, is taken care of.
Gotcha. Well, Search,
that's crap.
Search had his memorandum of understanding. I mean, golly, that is terrible.
I mean, but that's what they're to me. Sometimes agents' goals don't align with their clients, and that is,
well, that's how you get fired
nonsense
as an agent.
Yeah, well, yeah, although some of them get so powerful that if they've got all these clients, they're going to get you a job, just not this particular job, this particular year. We can get to this other job. We can get to that job, but I wouldn't deal with an agent. Tom Jurich never dealt with an agent. I think that's the way to go because you want to talk to the guy. And now, when you get to talking about numbers,
contracts,
okay, then fine. You need a little cartilage there between the two people negotiating. But this, I mean, what I've learned about some of these agents through this, no, sir.
It's an interesting game, that's for sure.
It's shady. It's not interesting. It's shady for the most part, unless you've got a really good one.
So you talk about the revenue gap between Kentucky. Yeah, Brom has a great agent. Yeah. Between the SEC and the Big East, basketball means a heck of a lot to the Big East schools and UConn specifically.
Yes, it does.
Where do you think that pain point is for UConn to where, hey, this is a value to us, but we can't go beyond $9 million?
I have no idea. I don't know their budget. I mean, their budget should be whatever it needs to keep him because – although in their mind, they'll be like, hey, man – you know, we've won with a bunch of different coaches. That might be their philosophy, too. We have the backing here, and I really want to find – Chase, if you can search through, and I don't know where you'd find it, I really want to get Hurley's comment last night where he talked about, you know, the way they travel and the way they're – you know, they do things like basically like a pro team because they're students, but they're there –
they're pros.
Athletes. Yeah, these are pro athletes. Let's go to Jay up next. Jay, welcome in. Ninth Round of Ville, ESPN 680. Good morning, Jay.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing good.
What's going
on? Just kind of listen to, you know, what you're saying about, like with Kentucky's coaching search and, you know, things like that. So, right now they got, and I'm a Louisville fan, but, you know, they got Oates declined it. Jay Wright, they say in decline. Well, I don't know if he's really offered, but they said comments for, you know, both have declined. And then as far as with Danny Hurley, I don't see him leaving because, like, say, even after last night in the championship, he's, like, basically saying that, you know, they're the best blue blood in the last 30 years. You know, he said we've the one that, you know, won six titles since 99. We have been the best blue blood in the last 30 years, and he said that on the stage.
Yeah, so, but you can say that. You know how many guys say things on nights of their last game of an NCAA tournament that are not true a month later? I mean, how many players said, "Oh, I'm sticking around, I'm not leaving," and you know, coaches, I'm not going. You know, it's I don't think you can hold anybody accountable when their season has just ended.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that, but if he looks at it, I mean, really, what is he gaining going to UK compared to UConn? I mean, because it really is a scenario like that now. Like, if you look at really their wins and Final Fours and championships, the only thing that UK may have more than them is, like, you know,
money.
More media where, you
money.
Know.
Money. 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 Like, let's not overthink it.
No,
let's say they're willing to go to a ridiculous number. Let's say they're willing to go to $15 million a year.
UConn's probably going to want to match. You think with UConn's athletics, UConn, the women and men basketball.
Women's basketball doesn't make any money. Just scratch that. Women's basketball makes no money. Zero money. It's a loss.
What do you think about that?
They don't make any money on women's basketball, though.
But it makes even more sense.
You do understand, though.
One sport.
Time out. You do understand women's basketball is not profitable, right?
Yeah, I know women's basketball really doesn't, but that's what I'm getting at. They have one sport that makes all their revenue for their entire athletic department. So they're going to go all out on that sport. That's what my point is.
Yeah, I just think everybody's got a limit, and I wonder if they're like, look, we just hired this dude from Rhode Island. Everybody thinks he's a genius. We can bring somebody else because that's where he came from, right? Rhode Island. Where,
yeah, he came from Rhode Island.
You know, I mean, they're probably like, look, we want a title with Kevin Ollie. You don't even go out and find another coach that can win.
I don't know. I'm just kind of basing it on what he said last night. I know, like you said, a lot of people they'll say that, just like you say, like LeBron was saying, he was going to stay, and you know,
well, Francisco Garcia, Miami, right? You know, and right? Francisco Garcia after 2005 in the Final Four said he was going to stick around. Of course, he shouldn't have stuck around.
Yeah. No, he should not have. I mean, Donovan Mitchell did that after 17 too.
Yeah,
I mean,
of course not.
And you know, it's in the heat of the moment. Here's what I'll tell you: UConn's athletic budget is $93 million. Kentucky's athletic budget is $152 million.
152 to what was it?
To 93.
Yeah.
You know,
and that's getting ready to be a wider gap.
It's going to get wider. Yeah, and that's just the projections. And UConn's had, you know, despite their success, they've run deficits, you know, against that.
Yeah.
So yes, they've won two back-to-back national championships, so they have to ask the question, can we get our fans to pay more per these tickets? And
or are they going to say, look, we have the support here. We can find a really good coach, and they're armed with money that we're going to go out and help give them what they need. Now, I do think Hurley is pretty damn good X's and O's, and you would do everything you can to hang on him. But if it came down to a bidding war, if they wanted to, Kentucky could open up a ridiculous amount, and what some people would say be fiscally irresponsible.
Right.
But the Texas A&M did that with Jimbo Fisher.
Right,
you know, they missed, but that doesn't mean that this one will.
And to add to this,
appreciate the call. It's a fair point. I mean, if their identity is tied to basketball, and I would, I mean, but what that value is, I would love to know their perspective. Are they saying, yes, this guy is the best coach in the game right now? Whatever it takes to pay him, we got to pay him. Or are they going to say, I mean, we won with Kevin Ollie, Calhoun, this cat, you know?
Well, and then adding to that disparity in athletic department budgets, UConn is one of those schools that had the student fee things that were contributing, but because the athletic department, but the university is set to run a $70 million shortfall in 2025, they're redirecting those student fees back to the university, so not to the athletic department, but then that's gonna create a hole. And the money's got to come from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just say we're going to pay Dan Hurley, we're going to match it, because at some point the money's got to be there.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I mean, and that is one that, without knowing the finances of any individual schools, there is just no way to, you know.
Right.
You know, what's there and what's not. I mean, I don't tend to know their financial situation, but I'm certain the SEC budgets in a program like Kentucky in the next 5 years are going to look a lot different than UConn's.
Right. Like if Dan Hurley makes $5 million, I think is what he makes now.
Mm-hmm.
He's underpaid. But can UConn go to 7, 8, 9?
What if Kentucky says, we'll go to 12, we'll go to 15?
Yeah, and then at some point it's about, are you happy?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be happy making $8, $9 million a year, or is it important to you to make $12, $14, $15 million?
I don't know. You never know people's individual motivations.
Know. Yeah.
You know? I mean, that's what's the interesting about it. So that clears out the lines there, 267-9680. Anything? So Forty's just saying it's going to be today, right?
Yeah.
Sometime.
So, and then Pete Thamel tweeted that Dan Hurley plans to stay at UConn, eyes dynasty in modern times, and he makes clear that moving to Kentucky isn't viable, joking that it would come with a divorce to his wife.
Wait, that was last night.
Yeah, that was 5 hours ago.
That was,
at 3:30 in the morning.
Texas have a Hurley to UConn. Have the Hurley to, I think, UK rumors spun up, or just more hypothetical talk. Oh, I think Kentucky, if Mitch Barnhart doesn't try to reach out to him, he's insane.
Right.
That's a dereliction of duty if he is not talking to his people to see. We got to have a conversation today, day after you won the title, because, look, sorry it's awkward, but if you're even going to be open to what we can offer you, then we have to talk today, not tomorrow, today, on Tuesday. And if he's not, if he's like, look, I don't even want to hear it, nobody shuts that down. If you're in any business and someone wants to pay you more money, you always take the call.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, because it's gonna result.
You always take the call.
It's gonna result in raises, extensions,
right?
More
your own employer is gonna give you things. You don't have leverage unless you use it.
Right.
That's
and now he has as much leverage as anybody in the sport. And yeah, is UConn in position to make him the highest paid basketball coach in the country? Probably not. But he can be happy at UConn and make a good wage, and also not be at risk of getting fired.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, you're kind of a made man for a while. Like,
yeah,
if they made the
more than a while.
If they made the NIT next year, nobody in stores is going to freak out.
I don't know about that. I think they care about it. There's no football to distract them.
They have football, but it's
there's no football to distract them, Mark. You know this.
That's so funny. You're right. I'm just saying.
There is a program.
There is a team that exists.
They own footballs there.
They have pads.
They have offices and everything. They just suck at it, and nobody gives a damn. Yeah, I mean, they do. They got offices. Like, they got equipment managers. Like, it's cool. They got all that stuff. But they don't have football.
They don't have football. You're right.
You and I both know that.
Oh, man. Jim Mora Jr. is the coach at UConn.
Great.
Yeah.
One of the great minds in the game, right? Jim Mora Jr. If his name were Jim Smith Jr., he wouldn't have
the
job.
You wouldn't know his name. Yeah. No, he wouldn't have gotten the UCLA job either, probably.
Well, it's going to be fun. Hey, I love what Wetzel said this on their podcast late last night. I want to note what I said yesterday about, you know, it's the power of the longtime member ACC, the SMU program, who got fired. But this thing went in reverse. Everybody ascended upwards. Usually it's a trickle. This thing, as he said, defied gravity. The SMU job, they fired a guy you did not know was the coach.
Still,
named
still
Lanier.
Name.
No idea who he is.
No.
I don't even know if they really had a team.
Sammy Williamson get him fired?
And so, that's right, I forgot he was there. Elbow Sam. So then, they get the USC coach.
Yeah.
That's, again, defying gravity.
USC to SMU.
And the USC program grabs the Arkansas coach.
Right. Also weird.
Weird. Again, this is all defying gravity. And Arkansas goes and gets the Kentucky coach.
Well,
all of this defied gravity.
What galaxy are we living in?
So
we
now
pass through a portal?
With Kentucky open, I mean, let's say it's either Scott Drew or it's going to be a head coach. It's not going to be like football where somebody's got an assistant in place they're ready to roll with. It's going to affect 2 to 3 major jobs right off the gate.
Oh, it will. It will. What about somebody off the John Calipari coaching stump? They get Josh Pastner.
I don't think that. But the stump got a bump yesterday. Joel Justice got elevated to associate.
Yeah. He was associate head coach at NC State, too.
I think he was just assistant.
I thought he was the head assistant coach. Now, yeah. I did wonder when that happened, because I think Joel Justice was Brandon Huntley Hatfield's lead recruiter, if that could open things back up with Huntley Hatfield. I doubt it. I just don't think he had a great experience here, and I think that the style here really kind of matters to Brandon. But
I would think this
thought.
Style would be suited to him if he wants to shoot some jumpers.
I agree. I'll take Huntley Hatfield back tomorrow. He's one of the few guys I was like, you know, wanted back off last year's team.
Yeah.
This is really interesting. And what if – could I interest you in a former Final Four coach for Kentucky? Guy won. He won the Big Ten twice, made the Final Four.
He won the Big Ten twice.
Yep.
Made the Final Four. Matt Painter?
Tom Crean.
Beat you in the tournament.
Yeah.
He's
available.
Yeah.
He's available. Just somebody to talk to. You put him on the list. Got to make him say no, right?
Got to make him say no.
Make
him say no. Jake says, the pro U of L radio host sure don't mind talking positively for UK in times like these. Versus, say, the 3 to 6 show that trolls all shows every day would be hopeful both sides operated the same at the station. No. What do you want? Martial law? You want us to all think the same?
No.
No, that's why I'm in charge and you're not, dude. That's it.
Strebel has his fun.
Yeah.
We have ours.
Yes.
But we will talk realistically, and then we'll have fun sometimes.
Yeah, too. Well, I'll let Mark go off the rails in some crazy conspiracy theory. But no, we don't. There's no telling anybody what to say. There's no scripts. We had a meeting yesterday just to make sure we have all the equipment in the right spot. Is the stream working? And by the way, everybody feel free right now so I can send a screenshot. Because people in Kansas City think I'm lying when I say, hey, the ESPN app, it plays an ad in the middle of their content. If that's happened to you, shoot us a text.
Yeah.
Tell us what app you're listening on and what happens and how often it happens.
Take a screenshot if you can.
Yeah, yeah. If you can't, I don't know, but it's like an ad pops up. So, because I explained it yesterday, and the response I got from a guy who has no business giving that response was infuriating. And then after that, it was like, no, it can't be doing that. I'm like, well, it's haunted.
But it's doing
I guess it's haunted.
It's happening.
I'm making it up, and the texters are all making it up, too.
But you're right.
But you're right. You guys must be right, because it's flawless.
It's flawless.
Perfect. It's flawless. Or maybe we should listen to the galactically stupid and listen to the people that say, hey, this is happening to me, and not say, no, it's not. Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is.
So feel free to text the UPS Jobs text line and tell me what app. Is it only on the ESPN Louisville app? Is it on iHeart? Is it on TuneIn? Is it happening across all platforms? And when does it happen? Because I was told it's not happening.
It's not happening.
It's not happening.
Nanny, nanny, boo, boo.
Yeah, what?
It's not happening.
La, 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 not listening to you.
It's not happening.
La, 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 la.
Fingers in your ear. It's not happening.
Not happening to you. Right. I emailed enough people. And I always love it when you email the guy in charge of it, and that jackass copies in two or three more people in on it who weren't in the conversation earlier. I'm like, you want to play this game?
Sure. We can
copy play this game of chicken?
We copy everybody.
Oh, I'll play this game of
copy
chicken.
Copy you. Copy me. Copy you.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll CC everybody.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But please, send them in and tell us when they are happening.
Yeah, it'll help.
Because again, I'm not making this up. I didn't email, somebody in IT because I got nothing else going on.
Right.
I'm not bored. I'm doing this. I'm doing this to make the product better.
I love this.
What?
Cats Illustrated. Every single private jet that leaves from Chicago to Lexington is getting tagged. Like they're taking screenshots. How many flights are there from Chicago to Lexington or back in a day?
Yeah.
I mean, how many are there?
It's got to be a million.
It's got to be 5 to 9 a day, in a given day. I mean, I would say that that's probably not an unreasonable number. Chicago seems to be a pretty bustling spot. How many go from Louisville to Chicago in a day?
Well,
a bunch. What are we doing?
The notion of let's track planes from Chicago to
it's one thing.
Any of these places, man, you are not. You're not leaving from point A to point B where you might be going. You're going to go – they're smart enough to outsmart these
people
go to Nashville on the internet.
Or they could just go to Phoenix where Mitch Barnhart still is probably.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. They're not going to Louisville to Chicago.
It's one thing when Pat Kelsey says, I'm about to get on a plane, and you can see the tail number. And then you can have some fun with that from a recruiting perspective. That's kind of fun. I like that.
Yeah, good. I've got – keep them coming. Keep the text coming.
Keep them coming.
Yeah, because it sounds like it's the Barkley ad playing. The ad plays 1,000% of the time on the app. I have to use iHeart 93.9 to listen to you guys.
Are we happy that the Shea Gilgis, Alexander, and Chet Holmgren ad from AT&T is done? The What a Pro Wants?
Yes. Yes, we are.
That has to be the worst commercial.
There are many of these commercials that that I will be glad to see go.
I mean, that commercial has to be the worst executed commercial in the history of television. Like, I didn't even know who they were. I had to look it up. I'm like, who are these people? Why are they singing?
Yes.
It's awful.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Like, it should not have aired. It should have aired once and then gone away.
We need to hire college basketball fans to track terrorists, I swear. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. And so, yeah, and plenty of people. Some people are saying maybe update your app on if you have iHeart or I don't
help.
Know.
Yeah. Worth a try.
TuneIn has ads and it plays randomly 2 or 3 times per hour. Yeah, I don't know the deal on that TuneIn thing. Seems to come and go. That part I don't know. So, Texas, if I have iHeart, it just happened while you guys were talking about the UK AD needs to go after it for the UConn coach, the commercial. Yeah.
So we have linebackers today out there at spring practice. Mark Ivey and selected linebackers are going to talk to the media. I'm excited for football. I'm turning my attention to the land of unbridled optimism. Mm-hmm. While Pat Kelsey and his crew.
Yeah, I got to figure out what their land is. But, yeah,
I don't know. But the revival.
It's the revival.
Yeah.
He's given it a name. It's the revival.
We're in the tent. We're in the revival tent. The revival's
exactly
happening
right.
In a tent, out in a field somewhere, and that's where it's happening. And Jeff Brohm and company, they're in the land of unbridled optimism. We're next Friday is the spring game.
I know. That just blew me away the other day.
I cannot wait. Now, have we seen a weather forecast yet for the spring game? I would assume you've looked it up.
Well,
Here's one date on the calendar I did not realize.
Oh, no.
Kenny Chesney is next weekend, too, in Tampa. That's the same weekend.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know. With Thunder and the spring game.
Well, do you want to do a different Kenny Chesney
That's
concert?
The one that opens the tour, though. I don't know. I'm looking into it. Okay. I'm considering all. I just now realized that.
Oh no!
Yeah, that's
and you got and you
stinks.
Gave everybody the talking to after last spring game, and you said we got to start acting right. We can't be doing this. We can't be wasting opportunities. Well, for these cabooses.
But I understood that we also had a rainy day. You know?
Yeah, what's the weather looking like here?
I don't know. I'll leave that up to you. You're the weather guy. Talk to Jude Redfield. Get him on the line.
I haven't looked at. I was so focused on the eclipse. I don't know what the weather is supposed to be.
Yeah. Well. We're going to figure it out. Okay, we're over here. Louisville Furniture online, louisvillefurnitureky.com. That is that's the website to go to. But come on by; they got the half price sale right now. It's really it's going right now. Half price sales event, and you can jump in on over here. We're across the street from the Target and down the road from Double Dogs. And Blind Squirrel, you can see what we're talking about over here. So it's Louisville Furniture, louisvillefurnitureky.com. If you are selling your home, Edlin and Edlin, somebody you need to get in touch with, because Glenn Edlin over there, my dad bought his house from him, and here's why you want to do it. Do you like keeping the equity in your home? Yeah, I do. Okay. Well, how would you like to pay 1% to your listing agent rather than 3? Well, you can do that and get the same full service you've always gotten for years over there at Edlin and Edlin. They just know that, hey, they don't have to do the work they used to do anymore. So they're going to pass along that, the less hours that they have to do it to money you've earned. You've earned the equity in your home. So it's Edlin and Edlin, edlin.com, EDELN.com. Talk to Phil Moffitt over there. When you do, tell me who's talking about him right here in the Diener Show.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Not really sure how to feel about it. Something in the way you move makes me feel like I can't live without.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
So is this what the UConn fans are singing? They want him to stay?
I want him to stay, too.
Yeah, we want him to stay.
Yeah,
want Dan Hurley in Lexington. What are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah. Well, of course. So 40's reporting it's going to happen later today.
This afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's going to happen.
We got that.
You know, I imagine Kentucky will hear of a number of coaches that maybe aren't interested or happy where they are. And then we'll have to hear from Scott Drew.
All right, we're going to get in with we'll do a little trivia here in a second. We'll remind you of a couple of things. Bats are back in town this week. They got a lot going on. If you go there to Louisville Bats, go to batsbaseball.com. They've got 1-2-3-6 game homestand. We got the 25th anniversary of Slugger this weekend. We got Thursday coming up as well, and they're going to unveil their Derby City Mint Julep jerseys on Saturday over there for the Bats. Also, if you are someone, you know, you're like, all right, we got the season over with. College basketball, but hey, I still want to get in on some action. Well, get on over to see our friends over at FanDuel, because you go to FanDuel.com/DrewD, and you know, whether it's NBA playoffs you're gearing up for, maybe it's the Masters this week, all kinds of Masters bets, all types of Masters promotions going on. And new customers are going to get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you win your first bet. Again, it's a real important caveat. I didn't really realize till last couple of weeks. You got to win that first bet. So bet something, 20-point favorite you know, minus, you know, 1,600. I think there's an NBA game tonight. It's like minus 1,100. Bet $5 on them to win. They win the game. You're going to get $150 in sign-up bonuses. By the way, if you want to hedge on that, too, you can probably make more than $150 in case it goes sideways. Just saying. if you want, I'll tell you all about that some other time. But, hey, you got to be 21 or older, present in Kentucky. First online real money wagers only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issues, non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. We got Steve Rummage back in the booth.
Yeah, I'm becoming a staple on here. I'm enjoying this.
Yeah, I mean, on the Twitter spaces and everything. I'm like one big happy family.
I know. Listen, do you know how mad I get when it's like Drew's invited you to respond and I'm just listening and then I look down and I'm like, oh, I missed it.
Yeah. Well, I'm learning, like Mark explained to me, that when you're brought up, you got to give it a little time. And I didn't realize that. So
Yeah, it's just a second, though. I mean, unless anybody would. Common sense can.
No, so Mark's overstating it. Yeah.
Oh, well, sorry. I didn't hear what Mark said.
There's a little bit of a pause there, Steve, and I just couldn't hear what Diener said. Yeah, yeah. So it was just like a thing.
No, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah. I mean, not really, but yeah.
Yeah. All right. So it's the time for trivia brought to you by Louisville Furniture, LouisvilleFurnitureKY.com. So, we're over here. That's where we are today. So. What do we got? What do we got first up?
Let's do it, Chase. What conference featured three teams in the same Final Four, and what year did it occur?
It was Villanova's year. They won it in 80. Let's see,
85.
You had St. John's, you had UConn, and
Georgetown.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
How about that?
And oddly enough, Nova.
Yeah.
What Nova was in, they would end up being what we know. Yeah, yeah. But I'm saying, what we know is a Big East, you know, kind of.
Can you all name the fourth team?
Okay, so hang on. Villanova, let's see, 85, Duke was probably running around there. Who was it, 85? So what happened to Louisville in the tournament in 85? Trying to remember that year.
I cannot remember. I know we were in the Final Four in 83.
Yeah.
Yeah.
84, you had, that's when Houston and Georgetown met. Yeah. Olajuwon was gone by then.
And this was in Lexington, right?
Oh, gosh, it was, yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to visualize.
Who'd they beat in the final? They beat Georgetown in the final.
Yes.
It wasn't Providence?
No, that was
87.
That was
87.
That was 87. So. Gosh, so Ewing was there. I'm trying to think of the stars of the sport back in 85.
I can give you a conference hint.
Okay.
In the Metro Conference.
Oh, Memphis. Oh. Was Memphis around there?
Was it Nova that played the team? Or who played?
Nova, I think, played the non-Big East team.
Yes, because I remember watching a documentary on that Nova team, and I'm trying to think because... Trying to visualize
there
that
some
game.
There were some ironies there. Like, Georgia got to the Final Four after they lost Dominique Wilkins. I think it was something like that. Like, maybe they had lost.
I think it was Memphis, man.
Yeah, I feel like it was Memphis.
I remember watching that documentary, and I was thinking it was Memphis or Memphis State.
Yeah. I'll go Memphis State.
Yeah, there we go. Let's go.
What Gonzaga player banked in a 40-footer in overtime to beat UCLA to advance to the NCAA final game in 2021?
Jalen Suggs.
There you go.
Name both the NCAA and NBA teams that Billy Donovan has been a head coach for.
How would you ask a Billy Donovan question, son of a...
Wait a minute. Marshall, Florida, what's
Oklahoma City and the Bulls.
Is there anybody else?
There's one more.
Hold up.
Wait. Kind of a...
Orlando.
Yeah. Well, for a day.
Hey, how about you don't ask any more Billy Donovan questions, man? That's a sensitive subject to me right now, Chase. All right.
Here you go, Steve. I'll ask you this. Where did Danny Hurley play in college?
Seton Hall?
Yeah. No. Or, yeah.
Sounds right.
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Yeah. I think he played at Seton Hall.
Yeah. So.
He's pretty. Drew's pretty confident about that.
Mid-80s knowledge I'm usually pretty strong on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Last week.
I would have never got that.
Can you name his head coach?
Seton Hall, P.J. Carlissimo. He was probably
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep bringing these 80s college basketball.
Yeah, what else you got? What else you got?
Derby winners next?
Who won last year's Kentucky Derby?
Oh, Clint couldn't say the name. Mage.
Who coached the only UCLA NCAA championship victory that was not John Wooden?
Oh, Jim Herrick, who coached the the coach
95.
Then, wait a minute. So Herrick, Jim Herrick was the coach.
And Lavin got close, but he didn't. No. Herrick.
Who was the MOP that year?
Ed O'Bannon,
or
was it
him or Bailey?
Or who was the guard? And I think it was Ed O'Bannon.
It's that Bailey kid had like a huge game.
Boom!
Yeah, eat a Chase.
What else you got over there?
You got bring it. Questions,
bring
huh?
it.
Name the MLB teams whose nickname starts with the letter R.
Okay, so the Red Sox, the Reds.
Red Sox, Reds, Rays,
Rangers.
Do we know how many we're going after here?
Rangers, Rays.
Yeah.
Six.
Okay. Rangers, Rays.
Okay, Rangers, Rays.
Well, that right there is what, five?
Four.
Four.
Who's in the Reds division?
Rockies.
Right,
Rockies,
go.
Colorado.
Yeah. Already said Rangers.
Yeah.
It's out west. The Giants, Dodgers. Man.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're thinking through it.
Marlins.
No.
Pirates. Silence isn't good.
I know.
Just, there's the Detroit Tigers.
Whatever you're thinking.
So bad at this.
The Nationals. There's
so bad at this.
Because if you say it, we'll start
Mets,
thinking
Yankees,
about it.
The Red Sox, we've said. We've got the Rays already.
Yeah. Not the Blue Jays.
No. Expos are out.
Yeah.
Phillies are out.
Phillies are out. The Pirates are not that.
Mets are out.
I can give you a hint.
I mean, it starts with an R. Is a good
start with an R. Yeah. They're not the
one
Twins.
More hit. Do
yeah,
we need,
yeah, yeah,
man.
Yeah,
not the Twins.
Gosh,
Vegas doesn't have a team yet.
No,
but they'll be the A's.
Athletics. Yep.
There's somebody screaming at their phone right now.
I know.
100%. Right.
I know. It's probably a team. It's
Tom Brenneman got a lot of
Royals.
There we go.
Kansas City.
That would have been bad to miss. That'd have been bad.
Very bad. Right. Very bad.
That's Mutual funny.
Bad. See how talking that out works? See how it worked? Yeah.
Just makes us. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm just. The talking it out, I just feel like it's just sound like such a jackass.
Did you hear me read the direct message I got from the guy in Africa last night?
Yes.
Called up on the line.
I was like,
I
God,
wish
that would have been awesome.
Gotten on. Yes, I'm from Gambia, located in West Africa. Yes.
He would have got at least $2,000. If he had done that, just knowing how your spaces work, he would have at least got two.
Yeah.
He'd be the richest man in the country now.
It worked. You must find this man's Twitter space.
You're saying your Twitter space is better than the La Familia Collective for John Collins?
Not yet. We're working on it.
You keep my coach's name out of your mouth, my side chick coach.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
No,
Emperor.
No.
No, we're going to have Arkansas gear the day that
we can. Yeah.
And we're going to have an extra for you.
WPS, baby.
All right, what else we got?
What NCAA men's basketball team has the most Final Four appearances?
Is it not UCLA?
It's got to be UCLA.
So. I don't know.
They had 11, then, I mean, they went to two.
Carolina's been to a
Michigan
bunch.
State's been a ton of times.
But Carolina and Duke have been so many times without winning it.
Yeah, you
might
be right.
One thing to have the titles there. I mean, I'm not saying UCLA's not it.
Right.
But Syracuse, Kansas has been there.
Carolina. But
probably not Kansas. Probably not. It's probably Carolina or Duke. Right?
That or could be,
Kentucky.
Man.
Or is it Kentucky?
Yeah.
He's got a lot.
You might be right.
It might be UK.
I was just thinking, because didn't UCLA have like three straight in
they
the 2000s, too?
Yeah, but they had a gap for a long time and not going.
So they're probably at 14, 15. So it's whoever has. Yeah, you might be right, man. Yeah, Carolina. It does feel like there for a while. Carolina would always be in it.
Yeah, I mean, Dean Smith famously, you know, they said the only guy who held Jordan under 20 was Dean.
Yeah.
So. But have they been in the last few years? I think I want to side Carolina here.
Yeah, Carolina was in it the year before last.
Let's try Carolina.
Yeah, it's a good call.
Take a stab at how many they have.
18.
I was going to 16.
22.
No, it's not 22.
Mark was close. It was 21.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Damn. Well. All right.
Who recently retired as the oldest NCAA Division I coach in NCAA Division I basketball?
Oh, Cliff Ellis? Is he?
I don't know.
Well, he's got the most wins. No, he's not retired. I don't think he retired though.
His team has been mentioned in a previous answer.
So Jim Calhoun was. It was like when he had a D3 school or something.
Wow. Yeah, but what he retired this year, Chase?
Recently retired.
Okay. I feel like I should just start naming
NBA teams. But of course, we reeled off a lot of teams.
I know. See, now I get nervous.
Oldest in age, right?
Yeah. He was 78.
I think he might be counting.
Yeah, because didn't he coach? Yeah, but
Ollie?
No, but Calhoun coached. Yeah, he coached a random team there for a while.
Bizarre.
Did you see him and Bill Murray last night?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, it was a little weird.
I just want to talk through it now. Start naming MLB teams.
Right, right. I don't know.
When I get nervous, I just start going Reds, Phillies,
Royals. Yeah. Let's go with Calhoun. It's not. We'll learn something.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Keep going.
Dan D'Antoni.
Ooh.
He was at Marshall.
Oh, you could have given me all day. I would have gotten that one.
No.
Good one. All right.
Take a stab at who replaced him at Marshall. Anybody?
Billy Donovan.
Matthew McConaughey. He's in that movie.
It's Cornelius Jackson.
That was going to be my next guess.
Of the more bizarre meetings of that run in 2012 that I got to go on with the team. The movie that We Are Marshall is based on, the head coach, was in the Louisville team hotel in Phoenix.
Really?
I don't know what the connection was. He was there to see the team. If you can look up his name, he said his name and I'm like...
Isn't it Matthew?
But he said his name and I'm like, wait. That name, or were you the coach at Marshall? He's like, yeah, and I, to the life of me, maybe Vinny will remember why he was there, but he had some connection to someone on the team.
Do you know that was like, I swear, I'm not saying this to be funny, I took an official visit, don't tell anybody, it's just between us, to UK my senior year.
Really?
Football. Fox? Yeah, but nobody can know that. And radio was there, like the actual radio guy. And I was like, oh, my God, this is actually radio.
Radio guy?
No, but like the actual just don't make it awkward.
There were guys like DJs back then. There was radio boy.
You're right. Yeah, but I was like, okay, you're going to make me give a description, and this is not going to end good. But
yeah.
So, look, it wasn't Cuba Gooding Jr. It was the actual guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I got you. And yes. Yeah. Now I got you.
And
Marcus found the name Jack Lingle, right? That was him.
Yeah.
Jack Lingle. Did you know Jack Lingle was the associate acting AD for Louisville in 1978?
Then that's the connection. Must have been the connection.
Yep.
That must have been the connection.
He was the interim AD at Eastern Kentucky.
Random.
Wow.
Random. I told you. Yeah. All right. Knew I wasn't hallucinating that. All right. What else we got?
I got to say, I don't even know who Steve is anymore going on official visits.
I say. It was between us.
Who was the second overall pick in the 2012 NFL draft?
2012.
Oh, gosh. Who was...
Was it Luck? Or no?
No, Luck went one.
Well, Luck went one.
But did he go one that year?
No, because I was thinking, never mind, Cam Newton and Luck, they didn't go together.
Gosh, I'm going to... Can you tell us who the number one pick was so we can get that error
it,
right?
It was Luck. Luck was the first
Luck
pick.
Luck went one. Oh, gosh. Who went number two behind Luck?
Oh, God.
I'm guessing he wasn't as good. But maybe he's still playing. I don't know.
What school did they come from?
That would 100% give it away.
Oh. USC here. Is that who was?
It's a quarterback.
Yeah. Who was?
Oh, it's a quarterback.
Was it the guy that with the Rams that just made a ton of money?
No, Sam Bradford. No, he went one.
Oh, he went one overall.
Who was the guy that went to the Jets and then went to?
He's from Baylor.
Oh, Robert Griffin.
Oh, RG3. Yeah. The land of unbridled optimism. That's where the phrase comes from. That's what Kornheiser used after he was drafted. That's where I stole it from. So there you go. All right, Rummage will be up next.
Yep.
And, that was Arkansas gear ready to roll.
WPS.
We are here at Louisville Furniture. Or you can come on by and you can find out what we found out in our home. Great place to buy furniture. Talk to you tomorrow.